Texas Democrat Al Green has become the 28th lawmaker ever to be censured by the House. This comes after Green stood up in protest during President Trump's address to Congress this week. 10 Democrats voted with Republicans to rebuke their colleague, a sign of a party still struggling to find a unified strategy to oppose President Trump. Joining us to talk through this is NPR congressional correspondent Barbara Sprunt. Hi there.
Hi, Ari.
Take us back to that outburst on Tuesday night. How did it go down?
Yeah, not that long into President Trump's speech, Congressman Green stood up, started shouting at the president that he doesn't have a mandate. House Speaker Mike Johnson warned Green that he could be removed if he didn't stop interrupting, but Green kept at it.
Take your seat, sir. Take your seat. Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
So certainly a rare and very dramatic scene there. And Republicans quickly mobilized and readied a censure resolution against Green the very next day.
What does that do? What power does a censure hold?
Well, a censure resolution is essentially a formal rebuke for violating the chamber's code of conduct. It doesn't hold much power beyond that public admonishment. Historically, they're pretty rare, but there has been an uptick in recent years. Green is actually the fifth member of Congress to be censured since 2021.
In the past, we've seen members of Congress heckle and interrupt a presidential speech. How much of a bigger deal is it for a member of Congress to be removed?
I mean, it's a much bigger deal. But, you know, to your point, that is pretty much what Democrats were arguing last night when there was debate on this resolution on the House floor. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern kept pointing out times when Republican members interrupted former President Joe Biden during his State of the Union addresses.
I appreciate your selective outrage. But you'd have more credibility had you expressed outrage when your colleagues were heckling Joe Biden.
Republicans like California's Doug LaMalfa say they've been disappointed at outbursts from their side of the aisle as well over the years, but that decorum matters.
But you don't act that way. You don't completely disrupt the operations of this chamber for your own theater. And that's what I'm afraid it was.
What did Congressman Green have to say?
Well, he said that it wasn't an emotional outburst. It was something that he did very intentionally. He felt he was speaking up for his constituents, and he basically said, no regrets.
The officers who escorted me out, they were kind to me. I don't blame the speaker for anything. Friends, I would do it again.
And Barbara, how do you interpret the fact that 10 of Green's fellow Democrats joined in the vote to censure him?
I think this is just the latest example of Democrats sort of grappling internally with having a unified strategy and how to push back against the president. Democratic Party leaders had asked their members before Trump's address to maintain a dignified, somber presence in the chamber during Trump's speech. And while Green is the standout example of not doing that, there were many other Democrats who booed the president. Some left mid-speech wearing T-shirts that said resist. So it just highlights for me this divide of how Democrats are figuring out being the opposition party. Clearly, some members think that bold moves that get a lot of attention is the right approach. Others, including some of these Democrats who voted to censure Green, say that that just detracts from keeping the focus on what the Republican Party is doing and how people are affected by those policies.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Barbara Sprunt. Thank you.
Thank you.